to kind of start with that travel experience jo aapne kiya, because this whole journey from the travel to the music that you put out on Coke Studio, I feel like it's very linked, right?
Yeah.
And I'd love to kind of hear the experiences that you had, what you discovered about yourself during those experiences, and just some highlights, like how have you kind of grown across this year, because you have such a unique kind of story.
Yeah. First of all, thank you so much for having me on the show. It's an absolute pleasure. Big fan of the show. And well, everything's linked. Everything is somehow or the other, it's linked. So even the travel show, me, myself, finding myself and then making music that means so much to me, all of it is connected. And I'm a very strong believer of the things that you go through, and they eventually end up being something, and you know, they come out as one thing. So yeah, it's been an interesting year. We were fortunate enough to make this travel series, and I was fortunate enough to ride my bike throughout Pakistan and meet people, experience different things, things that I don't know, things that things that were out there and I had no idea about. One thing for sure, that what we think we know is so not true. There's a truth out there waiting for you, and it's your truth. It could be different from my version of the truth, and your version can be completely different, but you need to go and find your own truth. And when I did that, I realized that there's so much more to life. There's so much more to people. There's so much more to different cultures. There's so much more in history. So one very tricky thing along the way that we realized was that how history has been treated over the years in this country and in the subcontinent, and how we have fed this version of history which has nothing to do with reality. And unfortunately, people are scared to talk about it, because most of the people who wrote history for this region, they're long gone, they're dead, and they don't want to touch that because they've written something about it and they don't want to change it now. So we can't change history because the people who wrote it are dead, but we're stuck with the idea of a history which is nowhere near reality. And so it's quite interesting. So the whole idea which really moved me was that I need to work on, you know, my own curiosity. I need to be more curious, and I need to get out there and search for answers, that the questions that I have in my heart. So the whole idea was to trigger that curiosity in the minds of the people. And when we talk about the minds, we're talking about young minds. 70% of the population of this country is youth. Yeah, it's youth. It's a millennial population. So they have no idea what's going on, and what's real and what's not. They believe in things that they hear and read on the news. And most of it, most of the time, is not true. And, you know, there's a narrative that we all follow. But then there's, when you're on ground, the reality is quite different.
Completely.
So when I was on the road, I started noticing things, and I started experiencing things on a very different level. And I started meeting people, and I was realizing that I've believed in something all my life, and when I'm on the road, it's all so different. And what I've been told about these certain groups of people, or this province, or you know, this community, it's all a lie. It's turned on its head.
Sara kuch hai na ulta ho jata hai.
Yeah. So I mean, so when that happened, that really moved me, and you know, you could say that I left home with a few questions. When I came back home, I had a bunch of more questions. questions that I need answers to now. But I'm so glad the show is an ongoing show, and we get to explore some more. We're working on the next season of the show, and the same curiosity and the same connection that I felt on the road, it started reflecting in all the things that I do. It started reflecting in my work. It started reflecting in my writing. It started reflecting things that I connect to the most, and topics that I really want to talk about. And so similarly, we were supposed to do a song this year, a song that was left behind last year, We were supposed to do two songs last year on Coke Studio, but one song did not make it. So we wanted to get back and do that song. So when I met Rohail Bhai, we talked about and we discussed about how to do that song now. But while we were talking about it, we realized that maybe let's try something different. Let's write something brand new, original for the show. Something high energy, something dhamal, something that brings in another high energy female vocal. The idea just ignited this whole thing, and we had Shuja Heather come in, compose the thing, write the lyrics. He's a brilliant producer, brilliant songwriter, and you know, we were, and that's how the song came into being. And most importantly for me, after the journey that I did, I found this, there was this newfound connection with my creator, and I felt much more closer to God after that whole experience, because I was stripped off of all the luxuries and all the comforts that one can imagine while being on the, you know, while having a life that we do. But then being on the road and you're sleeping on charpaiya, and you're sleeping, you've parked your bike and it's, there's no shade, and you're sleeping under the shade of your bike. So so now you're stripped off from all the luxuries, and you start realizing and you start looking at life very differently. So yeah, I mean, it was quite a transformation. And when I read the lyrics to the song that we did, it just resonated so much more. It resonated so much more. It talked about, you know, being connected to that higher truth and higher self and higher form. And, you know, not taking your life too seriously, because there's quite insignificant in this whole scheme of things.
Yaar, aapne itni koi khoobsurat baatein keh rahi hain, and like I can relate to every single one of these things. Like the way you started by saying that, you know, that everything is kind of, it kind of is written in a sense, and everything kind of forms its way, and then only in retrospect, like ab aage jaake 3-4 saal baad aap dekhte hain ki yaar ye jo maine wo cheez kari thi pichle 2 saal pehle jab main dekh raha tha apne aap ko soch raha tha ki ye to pagal hu main ye kyun kar raha hu. But then in retrospect, all of it kind of aligns, and you're able to see that if I hadn't done that, I wouldn't be here. And all of those things kind of connect. And like for me, I took a 3-year trip and I went to Italy, Portugal, Morocco, Spain, just all over the world trying to find like, what am I here for? What am I supposed to be doing with my life? Yeah. And what that period made me realize was that I give every country and every people a chance, but I wasn't going to Pakistan and experiencing that, because I had a silo of like, har chuttiyon mein jana, you're going to meet the family and then you're going to come back, but you don't get to experience your own self. And what that 3-year trip kind of led me to was going to Pakistan alone and getting in a car and going. And that's when you start to kind of really open up, or jo aap insignificance ki baat kare of the self, that truly hits you hard. Because when you are alone or aap, you know, like ghoom phir rahe hote hain, logon se mil rahe hote hain, because when you open your heart and you're ready to let in what the world wants to give you, and you are in that zone, it's incredible the people that you meet, the places that you see, and the conversations that you have, just like you said. Because aisa hota ki jaise duniya ne na apne tune karke, they're just giving you every single thing to kind of keep on helping you in the path that you're on. And it's just so beautiful to kind of see that journey that you took as well. And I mean, you know, like the places that you've been, I am dying to go there. Like I would love to be able to go to Balochistan and Hingol and all of these other places. I've been to the north, but I haven't been as much to the south. And then being able to experience those cultures the way, you know, you kind of do, you can't not be affected. You can't not come out as a changed person.
That's the thing. You know, there was an Umar-e-Jaisal before 2020, and there's an Umar-e-Jaisal after 2020. This whole year has taught me so many things. It's taught me, you know, patience, and you know, showing strength and having a bigger heart and, you know, empathy. All these things, they're all very important because we all do some work in one form or the other. We have people employed or we are employed by someone. You know, so you see the dynamic changing of the world and you start seeing that how selfish we have been all our lives. And this is a true time. This is a time where we truly know how not human we are. You know, yeah. Like we're not humans.
We get conditioned. We get conditioned to want things, to want more, to become a certain way.
More and more. Yeah, yeah. To want more. Keep wanting more. This year we realized that how important it is to give back, how important it is to have a heart, how important it is to just feel the other person's pain as well. Because this whole event was still going on. It's something that nobody is safe from. Yeah. You know, it affects everyone. I think it affects the richer you are, it affects you the most because you're scared of getting it. You know, and so this year changed all of us, and I hope that a lot of us have changed in a way where we've become the better versions of ourselves, because we really do need that. We really do need that. We need love. We need compassion. We need tolerance. We need patience. And one thing that I've realized in this one year that would changed in me even more is that I've started listening more. I've started before this year, I would say a lot of things and I would listen less. And, you know, I would be the person who would be talking the most in a group of people. And I realized that maybe that's not what I want anymore. I want to listen. I want to tune into what the universe is trying to say to me. I want to start listening to everything around me. I want to start listening to people, their opinions. I want to accept them. I want to tolerate them. And I realized that this in this country, in the youth of this country, is unfortunately, you see this weird hate for everything. People on social media hate everything. And I realized that they're just reflecting their inner insecurities and, you know, their own demons. They're just, you know, showing you that just because I don't agree with you does not mean that I hate you. So there's a difference between a dialogue and there's a difference between and a sermon. You know, we should have healthy dialogues. We should have healthy discussions. We should appreciate each other's point of view. And if we don't agree to it, we don't need to hate each other. Because unfortunately, what I've realized is that that's all that we've taught to our younger generation, that if he doesn't agree to you, you start hating him. And if he doesn't agree the way you think or the way you want to see the world, you should start hating him. He's one of them, not, you know, one of us. So that is something that is quite alarming. And that's something that I would really want to teach about the youth. And that's why all my efforts and things that I say and things that I do and things that are shaping up in the future, they're working towards this goal that we try and bring acceptance and patience.
Umair, aapne jo ye baat kari hai dialogue ki and this hate, not hate, but like this unjust kind of not wanting to have a dialogue and to look at the other person's perspective is so important. Like, I don't think khali Pakistan mein, I think ye puri dunya mein hai, where it's very difficult to empathize and be able to create dialogue and understand the other person. Because we have been conditioned ke bhai ek hi tarika hai dekhne ka. Sometimes I actually listen to people and you'll have a dialogue with someone else and they'll be like, and you ask why. Just to kind of understand the intricacies of like, why is this person speaking this way? What is their meaning behind it? I've heard people say, why ladai hoti hai? Kyun puchoge to ladai hoti hai? Right? And like, exactly. So that means that you're supposed to be conditioned on that one thing. And if everything else is a fight, but if you take that back and look at it for what it is that it's a question to understand where this is coming from. That leads you further. That takes us, like, hame aage le jata hai wo. Because we're able to understand, create common ground, and have different perspectives on life, different perspectives on experiences, different perspectives, because you weren't born and raised the same way I was. You have not had the same experiences I have. And I have a lot to learn from you, right?
Yeah.
And it's just that mentality and that way of thinking, I think, is so important. in the youth, in us. I mean, it's just, that's what I really think takes society forward. And then also on top of that, jo saal hamara guzra hai with COVID is something that, you know, just like you said, could never have been anticipated. Hum to kabhi 100 saal mein soch bhi nahi sakte the ki flights cancel ho jayengi, lockdowns ho jayenge. It's something that we've never in our lives experienced, right? But in a day, all of that happened. And unfortunately, like, a lot of people had bad experiences, and unfortunately we've lost a lot of people. But it has also forced us to kind of go within and to understand what is it that you actually want and need out of life. For some, it's, you know, doubling down on some relationships and clearing out some others. For some, it's like just kind of understanding how you want to kind of go with your life. And just the way you're saying, I think it's so beautiful. Okay, you're looking at the world and how you kind of want to go forward by imparting the knowledge and the stuff that you now have from this journey to the younger population. And that's incredible. And I think that's so, so important.
Well, I think if there's one thing that we can leave behind, because we have only, you know, finite number of days on this planet, in this life, what we can do is we can leave this place slightly better and in a better position than we got it. I do blame our ancestors, but I don't want to be the one who's blaming. I want to be someone who's doing something. I mean, when all of this hate was being brewed, when all of this divide was being created, you know, they stayed quiet and they didn't do much about it, and they let it happen. And look where we are today. And I just want to make sure that there are forward-thinking people, open-minded people, people who are willing to understand, you know, different point of views, and just, you know, just overall acceptance for everything, because that's where love starts. You know, it starts with acceptance. And if we can,
and acceptance of yourself,
absolutely. And if we can leave this place, you know, a little more, you know, the kids a little more curious about how they got here, who they are, what they're supposed to do, and not some fake history lesson that we're taught in our history books over and over again, year after year, conditioned to a certain mindset, thinking that this is what's right, this is what was this is what happened. But, you know, there's so much out there. There's so much out there that we don't know. And kids will never know, because now they're left to these new platforms to waste their times on. And we don't love reading books at all. We don't like sitting in groups where there's
a
conversation happening. And we really don't, मुझे लगता है कि वो जो गैदरिंग का भी कल्चर था ना, वो भी इतना डम्ब डाउन हो गया ओवर द इयर्स कि कोई इंटेलेक्चुअल बात तो होती नहीं. कोई फॉरवर्ड थिंकिंग आइडिया या कोई बिग आइडियाज डिस्कस नहीं होते. और अगर, एंड इट्स स्केरी, बिकॉज इफ दिस इज द यूथ एंड द थिंग्स दैट दे आर बिजी विद, गॉड हेल्प अस इन द फ्यूचर.
नहीं, इंशाल्लाह अच्छा होगा.
I'm very hopeful. I'm very hopeful because there are people who are making all the efforts. There are people like you, you know, who are conducting talks and interesting topics to, you know, taking them to people, to audiences, and bringing in some good content. I think it's always going to be a balance. But I really wish that more people get on board and, you know, talk about change, talk about all the things that we want to see
that
changing for ourselves.
For sure. Umair, agar hum thoda sa wapas Coke Studio pe aate hain, you've been with Coke Studio for some time, I think since 2012, if I'm not mistaken. I'd love to understand the unexpected learnings that you've garnered over that time with Coke Studio.
Well, what I've realized over the years with this platform is that with music, you can't tame it. You can't control it. You know, we love control in our lives, in everyday lives. we all love control. And it's one of the biggest learnings in life that the lesser you are in control, or you think that you are in control, the better you are, you know, because sometimes we try controlling things and we just ruin them. Sometimes things take an organic curve and they turn towards certain, on the incline towards certain directions, very organically. And we should let that happen. We should not be stubborn. We should not be very rigid in our thought process. And Coke Studio is a platform that I think teaches you acceptance as well, in the same way, because you are trying out new sounds, you are working with new musicians, you're working with new ideas, you're working with melodies that you might not work on in your own musical career. So it's a beautiful platform which teaches you a lot of things. And some of my learnings are that, you know, try not to control everything, because, you know, when you do that, you lose the essence of things. Sometimes things happen through you, and they happen through you naturally. Let them come. Be open to the idea of letting things happen.
That's such a beautiful thing that you just said, because serendipity only happens when, you know, you let it. And the unfortunate truth is that we try to control everything when the only thing we can control is ourselves, and everything else is going to happen.
Yeah.
And this year is like, you know, a prime example for it.
Exactly.
So it's really beautiful what you just said there. Umair, aapse aakhri sawal is, coming back to Pakistan, I'd love to hear a little bit about, like, some of the most cherished memories, aapki koi bachpan ki yaadein ho, jo whenever you're traveling or you're meeting people from outside, you like, either brings you back to Islamabad or wherever you are in Pakistan, or how you describe it to your friends.
Well, you know, main hamesha sochta tha, people always talk about which city is the best city, right? And I recently moved. I'm part in Karachi and then in Islamabad after getting married. So,
Mubarak.
Mubarak. So, you know, we always talk about which city is the best. And I think it's not the city. It's the place where you've had your good memories. You make good memories anywhere in the world.
Completely.
And you will associate that place. You know, why do we call it feels like home?
Yeah.
You know, we use that term. It feels like home. Because, you know, you associate those things with good memories. Yes, Islamabad is beautiful. It has amazing weather. But similar thing that happens with music, that people who are in the era of their teenage is the music that they will relate to all their lives, because you are going through such changes in life in your teenage. You're falling in love, you're making friends, you know, you're making your first money, you're getting, good looking or ugly looking or whatever looking, you know, so you have tons of memories and emotions in that time. And there are tons of emotional triggers spread out in that time. So whatever you will hear during that time period, it will connect to you no matter what. So if I relate to the 90s, I know people who are like 10 years older than me, they will relate to the 80s, and some people who will relate to the 70s even more. And they will say, oh, those were the days, those were the times. So, you know, first of all, so that debate goes out of the window, because for me, you need to understand that everybody, whoever they are, they feel at home a few places, you know, on this planet. And they love those places. And yes, I feel at home in a lot of places. I'm making Karachi my home now, because I have to live here, and I'm making good memories in Karachi. So there are moments when I feel very strongly about Islamabad. There are moments that I feel about very strongly about Karachi, things and memories that I make here as well. But yes, you know, again, I was born and raised in Islamabad. So there was so much inspiration in that city. There was, for me, there was so much curiosity for me, and just the, you know, the adventure and exploration that was out there for me in Islamabad, that it just feels like home. And I could be anywhere in the world, and I would be thinking about Islamabad, Islamabad ki sham, Islamabad ki barish, Islamabad ki thand. But again, you know, it's har kisi ke liye apna apna.
For sure. Man, thank you so much for taking out the time.
Thank you so much for having me on the show. Thank you.